The proposed lockdown would last 1 month. Health Corporation spokesperson Tiffany Zolkowski says residents should stay at home as much as possible and leave only for essential reasons, such as grocery shopping or attending medical appointments. Residents should avoid gathering with people from other households. She also advises that only one person per household run errands, and when doing so, should wear a mask, stay more than 6 feet from others, and wash their hands. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has the highest COVID-19 daily case rate in the state, with no indication of slowing. Hospitalizations and deaths are on the rise, and ICU beds in Anchorage are becoming harder to access. That's making it more difficult for rural patients to receive advanced medical care. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is planning for a crisis. It's preparing to implement statewide guidelines for allocating resources and care as the strain on the local and statewide medical system deepens. These crisis measures help health professionals prioritize critical resources like medevac and oxygen. During this month-long period, the Health Corporation is suspending non-emergency surgeries. The corporation's leadership says the proposed lockdown may be extended or reissued at any point if case counts continue to rise. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.